Hiring as a small business owner is a major pain. That's why LinkedIn is supporting today's episode. You need people with the right skills and experience, but finding them can take forever. It is incredibly frustrating to keep seeing candidates who just aren't a good fit, and that's why LinkedIn Jobs has been a game changer. Let me tell you a little story. We needed to hire a graphic designer, somebody with specific tech and software knowledge and the ability to truly understand our brand. And I started with all the usual job boards, and it's the same old story. Tons of irrelevant applications. No one's really matching my needs. I tried LinkedIn Jobs, and the quality of candidates was just on another level. People with impressive portfolios, relevant expertise. I finally felt like I was interviewing the right people. That's truly the power of LinkedIn's massive professional network. You're tapping into this huge pool of talent you simply wouldn't find on other sites. It's about finding those niche candidates you actually need. And with the right people in front of you, hiring becomes a breeze. Did you know that 86% of small businesses find a qualified candidate on LinkedIn Jobs within 24 hours? That is how well their system works. Honestly, do yourself a favor and try LinkedIn Jobs next time you're hiring. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence. Terms and conditions apply, but it's definitely worth trying out. Today's podcast is brought to you by The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. Now, obviously, I have my own podcast, but I am a consumer of content. I love great business shows that help me take my business to the next level. So if you are ready to accelerate your entrepreneurial journey, you have to dive into The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It is presented by Carbon 6. This is the driving force behind today's top e-commerce solutions and growth tools. Join Tim every week as he explores the cutting edge of business growth, from transformative digital marketing strategies to the emergence of new brands. The Growth Gear provides insights directly from the forefront of the industry. Whether you're a startup founder or a seasoned executive, this podcast offers the tools and insights necessary to propel your business to the next level. Subscribe to The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan on your preferred podcast platform and start turning insights into actions. Get ready to shift into high gear, The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It's your guide to accelerated success in a hyper fast-paced business world. Welcome to the 10-Minute MBA. I'm your host, Scott D. Clary. On the 10-Minute MBA, I give you tools, tactics, strategies, and insights that you can use to start, scale, grow, and 10x your business. Let's get into it. To all my fellow entrepreneurs out there, I know you're juggling a million things right now. You're trying to figure out your pitch for your investors. You're figuring out product development. There's a whole bunch of late night ramen dinners. The startup hustle is real. But amidst all the chaos, there is a secret weapon that can transform your scrappy operation into a data-fueled growth machine: analytics. Now, before we even start, I need you to ditch the data is for later myth. Tons of early stage founders mistakenly believe that data and analytics is a luxury that is reserved for later stage companies with deep pockets. That is a dangerous misconception. In today's hyper competitive landscape, even the smallest startups can leverage data to outsmart, outperform, and outmaneuver their rivals. Now, why is data your startup's secret sauce? Well, for one, it helps validate your gut feelings. And I know this is going to be huge for entrepreneurs because every startup is built on assumptions. That's how startups start. Data provides the cold, hard evidence to validate or invalidate those assumptions, and it saves you tons of time, money, headache, and heartache. Data helps you get inside your customers' heads. Who are your early adopters? What makes them tick? Data reveals their preferences, their pain points, their behaviors. It allows you to tailor your product and your messaging with laser precision. Data allows you to supercharge your marketing. So forget all these spray and pray tactics. Data empowers you to identify the most effective channels, craft hyper-targeted campaigns, and optimize your ad spend for maximum ROI. It also allows you to woo investors with confidence. So if you are looking to raise money, savvy investors always crave data. They want to see that you're not just winging it, but making informed decisions based on concrete evidence. And lastly, it really just builds a culture of data ninjas. Instilling a data-driven mindset early on creates a foundation for long-term success. It fosters a culture of experimentation, of learning, of continuous optimization. These are such important traits for an entrepreneur and a startup. So I made a promise to you. I said, data is not for later. Data is not just for companies with huge budgets. You don't need a team of data scientists or even a six-figure budget to get started. Just to wrap your mind around what you can do and what you can start measuring and tracking, there's tons of user-friendly tools for an early-stage entrepreneur to start to use to get some insights without breaking the bank. So you want to get Google Analytics. You're going to track your website traffic, user behavior, conversion rates. It's free. It's incredibly powerful. You're going to get Hotjar. This visualizes how users interact with your site through heat maps and session recording. So it understands where they click, where they scroll, where they quit the website, if they hate some copy or some video or some graphic or some sound. You're going to get Mixpanel. So that allows you to analyze user behavior and track key product metrics like activation, retention, churn. You're going to get Typeform. Very simple. You're going to create these beautiful, engaging surveys. It's going to allow you to gather qualitative feedback from your customers. And then you're going to get Amplitude, which helps you understand the user journey that somebody takes from when they first discover your brand all the way through to when they actually convert. And you're going to identify this aha moment that drives engagement and conversion. Now, these are some basic ones. There's other tools that you can use. There's tons of AI tools. If you're selling, for example, a B2B enterprise product and you jump on a lot of Zoom calls to sell the product, we'll use something like Otter.ai that goes into your Zoom call, transcribes the whole Zoom call, and then gives you actionable insights as well as a checklist as what of what was discussed in the Zoom call after you're done. You can also use something like Gong.io if you have a small sales team to listen to conversations between your sales reps and customers and see what words are said that have positive impact and negative impact, who's speaking more, customer or sales rep, what pitches are actually closing the deal. So there's tons of stuff, endless, but at least these will get you started. Now, if you are an early stage entrepreneur and you're starting to wrap your head around, I'm going to use data, this is going to be a data-driven organization, this is where you start. You're going to start simple. You're not going to get overwhelmed. You're going to start by tracking a few essential metrics that align with your core business goals. These could also be called KPIs or OKRs. You're going to start to embrace experimentation. You're going to test different hypotheses. You're going to iterate quickly. You're going to let data guide your decisions. And you're going to start to think beyond the numbers. So data is just the beginning. The real magic happens when you translate those numbers into actionable insights that drive real world results. And lastly, you're going to make data a team sport. So you're not going to gate all the knowledge from your team. You're going to share your findings with your team. You're going to help them understand why you as a founder, entrepreneur, or CEO are making decisions. You're going to create a culture of trust and transparency, and that's going to encourage everyone to embrace a data-driven mindset because they're going to understand why you as a founder, CEO are making certain decisions. So now I want you to, after you first started to look at some data, set some KPIs, I want you to start to level up your data game, right? This is to start transforming those insights into tangible growth. Because of course, it's fun to track vanity metrics like website traffic and social media followers, but to truly fuel growth, you need to focus on metrics that matter, the ones that directly impact your bottom line. So here are a few key metrics to keep a close eye on. You want to start looking at your customer acquisition costs, or CAC, CAC. How much does it cost to acquire a new customer? This is a crucial metric for understanding the efficiency of your marketing and your sales efforts. You're going to look at customer lifetime value, or LTV. How much revenue does a customer generate over their lifetime? This metric helps you determine the long-term value of your customer base and prioritize high-value segments. You're going to look at your churn rate. How many customers are you losing? A high churn rate can signal problems with your product, your pricing, or your customer service. You're going to look at Net Promoter Score, NPS. How likely are your customers to recommend you to others? This metric measures customer satisfaction and loyalty. And lastly, you're going to look at monthly recurring revenue if you have a monthly recurring revenue product, which you should, and you should find a way to create one. That's for a different day and a different discussion. But MRR, or monthly recurring revenue, is how much recurring revenue do you generate each month? This is predictable revenue, and this can be a key indicator of your startup's financial health and predictability. This metric is very popular in software or consumer goods products with a recurring revenue subscription model. There's going to be a lot of other metrics that you're going to have to track that are bespoke for your particular product or service or industry or category. However, these particular KPIs and metrics are very much universal across a lot of different types of businesses. Now, after you've bought into the concept of being a data-driven organization, you understand some of your KPIs, you are going to start to use some data-driven tactics to make your startup successful. You're going to start to experiment a lot. You're going to test different hypotheses. You're going to try new marketing channels. You're going to tweak your pricing. You're going to experiment with different product features. You're going to let data be your guide. You're going to start to personalize. So you're going to use data to segment your audience and your customer base, and you're going to deliver personalized experiences. This could mean sending targeted emails to people that have bought a particular product. This could mean recommending relevant products as an upsell to somebody who's bought a lower ticket item. Or it could be tailoring your website or different landing pages and the content on those landing pages to specific user interests. If you are building a business, you need to care about efficiency. You need to understand what your business is doing on a day-to-day. When it starts out, it's a little bit easier to do this. When it starts to grow, things start to get chaotic. NetSuite is a host of applications that help you understand the performance of your business, drives major efficiency gains and cost savings. I've been working with NetSuite for a few months now. They are one of my favorite softwares that I truly believe any business that earns a few million dollars in revenue up to tens and hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue has to consider. If you're working in an organization of that size, things are going to get hectic at some point. NetSuite by Oracle is going to help you out, and they have rolled out the best offer that I've ever seen them roll out. So NetSuite really does give you visibility and control that you need to make decisions faster. Think about it as a COO that gets real-time insights and data into what's happening in your business and what's not going so right so that you can fix it ASAP. It's costing you millions of dollars not to fix these issues that you may not even be aware exist. Now, for the first time in over 22 years, NetSuite is deferring all payments on a full NetSuite implementation for 6 months. 33,000 companies have already upgraded to NetSuite. So take advantage of this special financing offer at netsuite.com/ScottDClary. That is netsuite.com/ScottDClary to get the visibility and the control you need to weather any storm. Thank you so much, Indeed, for sponsoring Success Story. For all business leaders out there, Indeed is a lifesaver. See, we're always driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. You're going to ditch the busy work and you're going to use Indeed for scheduling, screening, messaging, so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Clary. Just go to Indeed.com/Clary right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Clary. Terms and conditions apply. If you need to hire, you need Indeed.
You're going to start A-B testing everything. So you're going to start A-B testing. It could also be called split testing. It's a super powerful way to compare the performance of two different versions of a web page, an email, or an ad. And by testing different variations, you can identify what resonates best with your audience and you can optimize your campaigns accordingly. And then you're going to double down on what works. So once you've identified your most effective marketing channels, your most effective emails, your most effective website copy, social posts, whatever it is, you're going to double down on them. And then you're going to A-B test again. So don't spread yourself too thin. You really want to focus your resources on the strategies that deliver the biggest bang for your buck. And lastly, you're going to build a feedback loop. So you're not just going to collect data and act on it. You're going to use your insights to make informed decisions and iterate quickly. The faster you can learn, the faster you can adapt, the faster you'll grow. By embracing a data-driven approach, you're not just building a startup. You're building a growth machine. You're creating a company that is agile, adaptable, laser-focused, informed on delivering value to your customers. And that's the kind of company that investors, customers, and employees will flock to. So now you are well-versed in the power of data to validate your assumptions, understand your customers, and supercharge your marketing, and you even have a few tools. But the real magic happens when you weave data into the very fabric of your startup's culture. It's time to unleash the inner data ninja in every team member and build a company that thrives on insights, not just intuition. Because I want you to imagine a workplace where not just you as the founder, but every decision, big or small, is backed by data, where marketing campaigns are meticulously tracked, product features are A/B tested, customer feedback is analyzed with laser focus. That is the power of a data-driven culture. You're going to cultivate it in your startup. As a founder, you set the tone. You're going to show your team that you value data-driven decision-making by regularly referencing metrics in meetings. You're going to celebrate data-driven wins. You're going to encourage a culture of experimentation and psychological safety that allows for some failure. You are going to democratize data. You're not going to hoard data in the C-suite. You're going to make it accessible to everyone. You're going to invest in user-friendly tools that empower team members to explore data, ask questions, and uncover insights on their own. You're going to celebrate wins. So when you make a data-driven decision that wins, shout it from the rooftops. Share the story with your team. Highlight the impact of data and reinforce the importance of this mindset. You're going to invest in data literacy because not everyone is a natural data whiz. Offer training and resources to help your team members develop their data skills. This could include workshops, online courses, even bringing in a data consultant to help people understand how to interpret data. Regardless of just data literacy, you should be upskilling your team across the board all the time, but this is a very important piece to it. And then lastly, you're going to encourage curiosity. You're going to foster a culture where asking questions is encouraged. This is so, so important. You're going to encourage your team to challenge assumptions, dig deeper into the data, and come up with creative ways to use it. Now, here's a few more tools that are really great for empowering your team to understand, use, research, analyze data. You can use Google Data Studio. So you can create custom dashboards and reports to visualize key metrics, and you track progress towards your goals. It's a free and really powerful tool for data storytelling. You can use Looker Studio, which is another free data visualization tool that allows you to connect to various data sources, build interactive dashboards, share insights with your team. You can use Mode Analytics, which is a collaborative analytics platform that allows teams to explore data, write SQL queries, and share insights. And you can also use Hex, which is a modern data platform that combines the power of SQL, Python, and R in this really collaborative, user-friendly environment. The point is, when every member of your team is empowered to use data, amazing things happen. Marketing campaigns become more effective, product development cycles shorten, customer satisfaction soars. You create a company that is agile, adaptable, and ready to conquer the challenges of the very difficult and ever-evolving startup landscape. And one last piece of wisdom for everybody that has listened so far and has bought into the concept of using data, which you all should have by now. Data is your fundraising ace in a hole. Investors are not just looking for a great idea. They want proof of traction. They want a clear path to profitability. Data is the key to unlocking their checkbooks. They can demonstrate product market fit because you can use data to show that your product is solving a real problem for a large enough market. This could include metrics like user growth, engagement, retention. Data proves traction because investors want to see that your startup is gaining momentum. So you're going to highlight key milestones. You're going to highlight revenue growth. You're going to highlight customer acquisition rates. Data can really show that you know your shit. I mean, investors will be impressed with data-driven decision-making processes. So show them how you use data to track progress, identify opportunities, and course correct when necessary. And lastly, data is what you need to forecast. So you can use data to model and create realistic financial projections. And investors want to see that you have a clear understanding of your revenue drivers and expense structure. Remember, as your startup grows, data becomes even more critical. It helps you identify new markets. It helps you optimize pricing. It helps you personalize customer experiences at scale. It will help you with customer segmentation because you can divide your customer base into different groups based on demographics, behavior, preferences. This allows you to tailor marketing messages and product offerings. It will allow you to conduct predictive analytics. So this is a little bit more advanced, but you can use machine learning algorithms to forecast customer churn, identify new upsell opportunities, optimize inventory levels. It can help you with marketing automation. So automate repetitive tasks like email campaigns, social media posts, lead nurturing. This, you use data to do this so that you don't miss. And this frees up your team to focus on high level strategy and more creative execution. It can also be used for something as simple as customer support. So you can analyze customer support interactions to identify common pain points. Maybe put those pain points into an FAQ or an AI tool, or it can improve response times, or you can proactively address issues. The point is, your startup needs data, and you need to be a data-driven founder. And as you grow your company, and as you accumulate more data, and you use it to help grow your company, it's going to be your number one most valuable asset. Data is going to help you attract top talent, going to help you drive innovation. It's going to ensure that your company remains finger on the pulse of the industry, agile, adaptable in the face of change. And you can also do great things like you can open source your data. You can share your data and insights with a wider community to foster collaboration, build community around your business. You can invest in data education so that you're supporting data literacy initiatives within your company and your industry. And lastly, if you grow big enough, you can start to champion ethical data practices. It's a big deal right now in business because a lot of people are using data unethically. So you can prioritize transparency, privacy, fairness in your data collection and usage. You can be a leader in how data is used. Because when you truly embrace data and its power, especially in the age of AI, generative AI, LLMs, you are not just embracing data as a strategic asset and you're not just building a company. You can quite literally shape the future of your industry. So go forth and unleash the full power and potential of data to achieve your wildest entrepreneur dreams.
That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you got some value out of that. Make sure you come back tomorrow for another business lesson on the 10-Minute MBA. Hiring as a small business owner is a major pain. That's why LinkedIn is supporting today's episode. You need people with the right skills and experience, but finding them can take forever. It is incredibly frustrating to keep seeing candidates who just aren't a good fit, and that's why LinkedIn Jobs has been a game changer. Let me tell you a little story. We needed to hire a graphic designer, somebody with specific tech and software knowledge and the ability to truly understand our brand. And I started with all the usual job boards, and it's the same old story. Tons of irrelevant applications. No one's really matching my needs. I tried LinkedIn Jobs, and the quality of candidates was just on another level. People with impressive portfolios, relevant expertise. I finally felt like I was interviewing the right people. That's truly the power of LinkedIn's massive professional network. You're tapping into this huge pool of talent you simply wouldn't find on other sites. It's about finding those niche candidates you actually need. And with the right people in front of you, hiring becomes a breeze. Did you know that 86% of small businesses find a qualified candidate on LinkedIn Jobs within 24 hours? That is how well their system works. Honestly, do yourself a favor and try LinkedIn Jobs next time you're hiring. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence. Terms and conditions apply, but it's definitely worth trying out. Today's podcast is brought to you by The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. Now, obviously, I have my own podcast, but I am a consumer of content. I love great business shows that help me take my business to the next level. So if you are ready to accelerate your entrepreneurial journey, you have to dive into The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It is presented by Carbon 6. This is the driving force behind today's top e-commerce solutions and growth tools. Join Tim every week as he explores the cutting edge of business growth, from transformative digital marketing strategies to the emergence of new brands. The Growth Gear provides insights directly from the forefront of the industry. Whether you're a startup founder or a seasoned executive, this podcast offers the tools and insights necessary to propel your business to the next level. Subscribe to The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan on your preferred podcast platform and start turning insights into actions. Get ready to shift into high gear, The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It's your guide to accelerated success in a hyper fast-paced business world.